This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for hanging out. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you so much to our producer helping to hold things down today, Evan Harkin. We'll be hanging out for two more hours, and we've already discussed a lot. Thank you so much to Mike Sando for joining us to talk about his NFL quarterback rankings via The Athletic. Last hour, a great conversation with Cordell Woodland, who covers all things for the Baltimore Ravens. Yes, apparently Lamar Jackson is good. He's healthy after having his foot stepped on. Let's see if he can stay healthy throughout the course of the season and put together another MVP caliber season, maybe going to the Super Bowl. Possibly. We'll see. Wait, we just talked about Derrick Rose. Chicago Bulls are going to retire his jersey, hang up that number one on January 24th following their game against the Boston Celtics. We discussed the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, they got problems with their wide receivers. They also got somebody who shot at Andy Reid, maybe not on purpose. A bullet went through his office window. What? You can't make this stuff up. Josh Allen is not going to play in a preseason game. And guess what? Jerry Jones is still running his gums about Michael Parsons and his agent. We'll talk about that later this hour. We got more to get into as well. You want to be a part of the show? You can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. In 20 minutes, oh, let the music play. I love it. There we go. I love Jay-Z. In 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Joe Shasky. He covers all things 49ers, 95.7 The Game. He covers all things Bay Area sports on the Morning Roast. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We got a lot to do. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. There we go. What a day, what a day, what a day. Hey, Evan, you're hanging out with us. I haven't broken anything so far. This is an easy show, right? An easy show?
Yeah, it's a good show.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that. I mean, what were you going to say? It's a bad show. You're not going to say that. Can't say that. Well, Evan, fill the people in. Who the heck are you, all the wonderful things you're doing? What are you doing around here?
I just started here over at ISN recently in February. Graduated from Fordham and then started working here. So excited to be here.
Lovely, lovely. Now, Evan, haven't I met you in person before?
No, although I did train with Ryan Hickey when he was your producer for this show, so we met then briefly. Oh,
okay, okay. Yeah, I made quite a few stops at Fordham. I know Eddie is going. Eddie's at St. John's now, huh?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, former athletic director for Fordham University. Yeah, I talk to Eddie every now. I need to hit Eddie up. Tell Eddie, you gotta find something to do. That's nice. And Fordham, a great school. How many wonderful voices have come out of Fordham?
Oh, so many. All in the sports department, too.
Yeah. Well, now you, too. You can put your name on that list.
Hopefully.
No. Hopefully. None of that hopefully stuff. Good stuff. Thank you so much for the great job that you're doing. Shout out to my main man, Evan Harkin, holding it down for us in New York City. Nothing but positivity. Like Evan said, nothing but good. Good and fun and positivity. That's pretty much the opposite about what I'm getting ready to tell you. Urban Meyer, he sits around on Fox now? I think it's Fox. Saturday before the college games. He's an analyst now. When he's not analyzing, I guess, women sitting on his lap that's not his wife. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. What is Urban Meyer doing right now? He should be analyzing all these wonderful games we got. We got week zero. We got the first week next week. We got games on Labor Day. Come on, man. Urban Meyer should be paying attention to the college football season. But Urban Meyer is sitting around criticizing Jim Harbaugh. Now, look, that's not a difficult thing to do now, is it? We've spent months, it feels like now years, taking a look at Michigan, who won the national championship the year before Ohio State did it. Looking at this entire Connor Stallion saga where he was stealing signs and sent people to games to steal signs and then relay it to Michigan so Michigan would win games. And Connor Stallions basically has been banned from college football. Okay, Jim Harbaugh, he's gone. He's now coaching the Los Angeles Chargers. He's moving into his second year. He is, in essence, been banned. These show cause penalties where you basically, you gotta eat crow for the next 8 years if you want to make your way back in. You got to get on your hands and knees. A team has to explain why they want to hire you, what's changed. It's basically a ban. You got Sharon Moore, who's still there coaching Michigan. Self-imposed two-game suspension. Well, now the NCAA said it's three. Michigan as a university has been slapped because of recruiting violations during COVID. They're facing a fine of anywhere between $20 and $30 million. With all the movement going on in college athletics with the transfer portal, NIL, a lot tougher to punish the players exactly, right? You got to hit the school where it hurts. Hit them where the money is. $20 to $30 million is a lot of cash, okay? Ain't no guarantee some wealthy Michigan donor is just going to go out there and just write that check. But someone who feels that the punishment isn't good enough is Urban Meyer. Yeah. Urban Meyer, the guy who I told you sitting on television right now on Fox pregame show, the same Urban Meyer who had that success with Florida and the Gators, had success winning a championship at The Ohio State University. The Urban Meyer who took over from Jim Tressel, I'll tell you about that, and his whole tattoo gate situation. I got him the boot. They actually gave Urban Meyer the job. The same Urban Meyer hired by Shad Khan of the Jacksonville Jaguars to run that team. And where did Urban Meyer run that team? He ran that team into the ground. Horrific situation. Allegations of kicking the kicker because he sucked. Allegations of treating the grown men on the Jacksonville Jaguars like they were children. Hey, guys, make sure you hydrate. Did you drink your water today? The same Urban Meyer who lost a football game in Ohio and decided to go to his own bar after the game. They lost Monday Night Football. He goes to his own bar. The team gets on the team plane and goes back. I will repeat, the team left. Urban Meyer stayed behind, went to his bar, and all these photos come out of him hanging out with a young, much younger blonde woman who's on his lap, sitting in his lap in a chair. The guy's, by the way, married. Okay, Urban Meyer had to come out and say, oh, what I did was stupid. Shad Khan fired his ass. Come on now. What a way to go if you're Urban Meyer. Out in shame. But there's no shame in Urban Meyer's game. Despite his own misgivings and stupid decisions, Urban Meyer is now going at Jim Harbaugh. Okay, Jim Harbaugh can't be punished because Jim Harbaugh is in the NFL. Okay, what happens in the NCAA doesn't have a damn thing to do with what's going on in the NFL. And so Jim Harbaugh's not stupid. This man won a national championship. Dare I say he probably never wanted to leave the NFL, went back to his alma mater, won a championship, and what else is there for him to do? Leave, especially knowing the fact that he's eventually going to get punished. He's not a dummy. He won both ways. He bounced back at Michigan, won a national championship, knew that he was going to get punished, and then still went back to the NFL. Jim Harbaugh is a winner through and through. And maybe that's why Urban Meyer is jealous. Maybe that's why he's talking crap. You know, last year, before the punishments were fully levied and laid down, Jim Harbaugh basically told everybody, listen, man, I ain't no cheater. I am honest. I was not raised to be a liar or a cheater. I don't know about kind of stallions. I'm not a cheater. Listen to this.
Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. I have raised my family on that lesson. I have preached that lesson to the teams that I've coached. No one's perfect. If you stumble, you apologize, and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Now he won't talk about it. Don't ask Jim Harbaugh, but he's like, I ain't talking about it. Leave me alone. And why does he need to talk about it? What is there for him to say? What's done is done at Michigan. It's over. What's it going to do? I mean, the other approach that he can take is just to be a jerk. I ain't have nothing to do with that. Leave me alone. I love Michigan, but that don't have nothing to do with me. Man, they can't punish me. I'm gone. That's the other approach that he could take. What is that going to do for him? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. He's doing the right thing. I got to focus in on my team. He said what he said, and it's over. But Urban Meyer recently on NBC Sports, he took a look at Jim Tressel, who was basically fired from the Ohio State University. Okay, this whole tattoo gate. Kids were getting free tattoos and he got suspended, and then he goes to the NFL and is consulting with the Indianapolis Colts. Roger Goodell at the time goes, hey, we're going to honor the suspension. So yeah, they'll wait a while before he can help out the team. Urban Meyer is just like, hey, why isn't Jim Harbaugh being punished by the NFL if the NCAA is already punishing him? And then, well, if they punish Jim Tressel, they should punish him too. Listen to what this guy, Urban Meyer, said.
No one's talking about when Jim Tressel was fired at Ohio State and he was given a suspension. Roger Goodell, commissioner of the National Football League, came out and said that we're going to honor that suspension. And you remember he went to the Indianapolis Colts to work in the replay room or something. The Colts, because of the respect they had for the NCAA and the suspension, do you realize suspended Jim Tressel? So he was unable to perform his duties for the first six games of the year for the Indianapolis Colts. I think we all know the answer.
Yeah.
Any chance that Roger Goodell and the NFL? Of course not.
Man, this is like that kid in the back of the classroom who's like, teacher, 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 we didn't get homework. Oh, look at Bobby. Look at what Bobby's doing. Like, why is Urban Meyer out here being a rat? Why is he being a snitch? Why is Urban Meyer trying to get other people in trouble? You know, I'm at the point of Urban Meyer where if somebody said he did something, I'm like, yeah, he did it. So when they talk about Urban Meyer kicked the kicker when he was with the Jaguars, yeah, he did it. Okay? Well, every bad thing that they ever said he did it. He's slimy, man. Look, one of the reasons that the punishment kind of went over with Jim Tressel, the NCAA is based in Indianapolis. The headquarters is in Indiana. And so there's more of a personal and direct correlation, because I'm sure there's more of a personal relationship that exists. Now, having said that, Jim Tressel, as it holds, he shouldn't have been punished. Okay? He shouldn't have. Because what you do in college doesn't have anything to do with the pros. They're making their money over here. You're making your money over there. Nobody gives a damn about nothing but money. We got worse guys running around in the NFL. Okay? Whether it happens to be your coaches, guys saying and doing racist and disgusting things, whether it happens to be people putting their hands on their wives and girlfriends and abuse, there are horrible people everywhere, and not just in the world of sports. And so for Urban Meyer, who's had all of his business out on Front Street, to just scream, teacher, teacher, he needs to get punished.
Urban Meyer is the last guy who needs to be talking. Man, you still need to be on your hands and knees apologizing to your wife. Okay, none of my business, but it's public knowledge, okay? Buy her a new ring. Maybe he's bought her enough rings. Urban Meyer is screaming for another guy to get punished. I know how to solve this. Let's get Urban Meyer and Jim Harbaugh in the octagon. Let's put them on the undercard of Jake Paul and Gervonta Davis on Netflix, and let's see what happens. I think Jim Harbaugh, even with his brand new hip and brand new knee and brand new heart and all this other stuff, I would take Jim Harbaugh to kick Urban Meyer's ass. Teacher, teacher, he needs to be punished. Urban Meyer, just cover the football. Man, you got enough dirt under your rug. You got enough skeletons in your closet. You got enough photos on the internet. Mind your business. I hope Jim Harbaugh responds to him, tells him to shut the hell up. This man is in L.A. minding his business. Not thinking about no suspensions. Living his best life, as he should. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm living my best life, too. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about an NFL team. I'm not sure that they're living their best life. You know, we talked about the Chiefs and all their problems, potentially at the wide receiver position. We're going to talk about another team. Well, they had a trade yesterday. The 49ers are trying to fix their wide receiver position. They let go of so much talent. What can we expect from this team now that Brock Purdy is getting paid the big bucks? We're going to be joined by Joe Shasky, who covers all things sports in the Bay Area, to talk 49ers on 95.7 The Game. But he's going to be here with us on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we saw a trade go down yesterday. I'm like, huh, what? Got the 49ers picking up a wide receiver, Sky Moore, from the Chiefs. I'm looking at all the money that Brock Purdy is making. I'm looking at all the guys and the veterans that they've let go. I'm looking at guys that have been traded, and I'm saying, what the heck can we expect out of the 49ers this year? Seemed that they were just at the top of the game every year, competing for a Super Bowl, and now it looks and feels like a little bit of a reset. To talk about what we've seen, what we can expect going forward, joining us right now is the co-host of the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area. What's going on, my main man, Joe Shasky? Joe, how are you, man?
Doing good with that Jay-Z track that you came in with. I got to say, Pimp C, one of the most underrated all time. I'm dead serious on this. Well, I love it. I was feeling the vibes.
Well, you know, when you come on, we got to play Big Pimpin' for you. Of course, Joe.
Oh, man. The Niners, dude. It's so funny. All right. So you know how these teams do these slogans nowadays, these like hashtags before a season starts?
Yeah, what is
it? No, I'm serious. For like, for example, West for six was the big one for the Niners. They've won 5 Super Bowls, and, you know, they've gotten close, and we're going to do Quest for Six. The faithful, the Giants, for example, did Inside It's Magic. That was the Pac-Bell Stadium kind of slogan. Yeah. Well, right now, if there was a hashtag, it would be about the 2025 Niners. We'll see.
Oh,
like,
wow.
As in, we have no idea what to expect from them.
Yeah, it's kind of bad, especially so if we got to just think about the wide receivers. I'm going down the list here. Just bear with me, Joe. Ricky Pearsall got shot last year. God bless him. He came back. Deebo Samuel, he's now in Washington. Brandon Ayuk ripped his knee up to shreds. Juwan Jennings said, hey, I was here last year. I did good. Now pay me. You got Demarcus Robinson. They pick him up, and he got suspended for his old DUI. And now they got to get Sky Moore, who didn't even play last year for the Kansas City Chiefs. Did I miss anything on the offense?
I mean, other than the fact that George Kittle's still there and CMC's a giant unknown, when it comes to the passing game, like, they're always going to be a run-first team. That's how Kyle Shanahan plays football. They do a lot of play action. Why did they struggle last year in just in the passing game in general? Well, they didn't have leads. They couldn't take the air out of the ball via the running game, and they couldn't get under center and run the play action and be able to gash teams down the field. And, you know, Deebo Samuel obviously got traded. He's gone. Juwan Jennings has not practiced really at all this entire offseason. There is a combination of things happening with him. He had a monster year last year. The calf is a legitimate injury, plus he's holding out. So I'm really frustrated after all the holdouts year after year after year with this team. Bosa, Trent Williams, Ayuk last year. None of those guys have had good years coming out of a holdout. So I would fade him if you're talking about fantasy or just how you feel about him going forward. Ricky Pearsall's looked good. He's looked good in camp. I think he's going to struggle against certain press guys right now because he needs to work on his upper body. But he's a nice little route runner. But outside of that, it's an unknown. Sky Moore,
who knows?
Sky Moore can get on the field for Andy Reid, and now I'm supposed to believe without Patrick Mahomes he'll be better? Like, yeah, I have a hard time buying that. So it feels like run game. Hopefully they can check down to CMC, hit, you know, George Kittle on some deep gashers, and then pray. I mean, that's what it feels like.
Joe Shasky is joining us, co-host in the mornings, 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area. You know, Brock Purdy got paid. They had to cut a lot of guys to get him this check. He's getting about $53 million a year now. With all the injuries, and I'm not saying you make that much money, there are no mulligans. Are people going to give him a break, or are people going to look at him even more and just go, bruh, we'll do something, do something?
When you are the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, it is like being the best player on the Lakers. It's like being the best player on the Yankees. There's just an incumbent pressure no matter how much you're getting paid. Now, that being said, when you're making $700,000 or $800,000 relative at the position compared to all these guys making $50, $60, $70 million a year, yeah, we give a guy a pass. And last year, I don't think he had a great year. I didn't think it was as awful as maybe the numbers might suggest, but they need this guy to play better this year, specifically in the fourth quarter. He's never going to be a guy that, hey, get on my back. I'm going to run for 70 yards. I'm going to throw for 325. We're going to go five wide. I'm going to call it at the line like I'm Peyton Manning. That's just not his game. But he's a winner, and the guy will win you a lot of games. And I'm very interested to see if Christian McCaffrey is just some semblance of healthy. I think that changes the offense. It's not just about the running game. It's the check down stuff. To be able to throw a three-yard pass to CMC against the linebacker, have him miss a tackle or two, and turn three into six, turn three into eight, break one, and go 25 yards. McCaffrey literally scored 25 touchdowns in 1 year for them. Yeah. 25 in a single year. So not having him was a huge blow. They had 40 combined touchdowns from Ayuk, Deebo, and CMC in 2023. Last year, that number was down to three.
Yeah, well, we saw how that offense suffered, and now you got Brock Purdy. And, man, they had to cut a lot of guys to get him that cash. And Dre Greenlaw gone, Leonard Floyd gone, Hufanga gone. He's with the Broncos now. Charvarius Ward is gone. You got Deebo. We talked about him being traded. And a lot of the guys I just mentioned were on the defensive side of the ball. They've gotten younger. Is there more stability in the defense now, or at least with these young guys and Saleh back? What are your thoughts there, Joe?
Yeah, I think the biggest acquisition of the offseason for the entire Niner team was Robert Saleh. I mean, they needed a guy that can, like, figure things out on that side of the ball. They got a lot of young players. Quite frankly, like, the only guy you're going to miss on that side, Leonard Floyd stunk. I mean, he did. Charvarius Ward went through some traumatic family stuff. I don't need to regurgitate it, but, like, he never wanted to come back to California after what happened. I understand it. It's okay. He was a really good player. I loved him. I thought he was a stand-up, classy dude. I wish him nothing but the best. Greenlaw, one of my faves, can't stay healthy. You know, he just can't stay healthy, and I think he wanted to be the middle linebacker of his own team. I'm going to miss him, but he played a quarter and a half for the Niners last year. quarter and a half. Yeah. He hasn't been the same, obviously, since injuring the calf late in December of 2023. He got, you know, popped the Achilles in the Super Bowl. He was the best player on the field for a quarter and a half until he got injured. Hufanga is a solid player. I wish him well. They've got a couple of young safeties that I really like, Malik Mustafa and Marquis Siegel. But I'm telling you right now, like, the number one acquisition for this team, they got a lot of young guys that are unknown. It's Robert Saleh. He knows what he's doing. They were a nightmare on defense last year, specifically on third down. Devondre Campbell stunk, and teams just picked on him the whole year long.
When you think about the line, we got a Georgia Bulldog that y'all done picked up. Mikael Williams, is he good, healthy, ready to go? What's the deal with him?
Well, he was looking really good in practice. I showed up to the joint practice against the Denver Broncos down in Santa Clara. We're all on the side of the offense. There's two fields side by side. All of a sudden, boom. He goes down, non-contact injury. I guess he hyperextended his knee. We haven't seen him since. It's been a couple weeks. So I don't know. I don't know where he's at. But the early reports from camp was that he looked really good on the inside. He was a little suspect on the outside, but it sounded like the kid at 20 years old looked like he was going to be a player. Now, again, it's practice. Let's see in the game. Here's the guy who looks like the best player on the field right now for the Niners on both ends. It's Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa's been dominating camp, knocking Trent Williams onto his butt a couple of times over the last week and a half. That is, their defense will come and go as Fred Warner and Nick Bosa play.
We wait to see what happens. They won six games last year. What's the best case scenario here? What's the worst case scenario for these 49ers this upcoming season?
Well, they're already decimated with injuries. I mean, they got cluster injuries at receiver, defensive line, secondary. I think the best case scenario is CMC comes back and plays 15 or more games and looks like some version of CMC, and they could win 10, 11, maybe possibly even 12 games. What happens with Stafford and the Rams? I want to know. I saw Jimmy Garoppolo firsthand. He's not the same player since hurting his shoulder and his knee. He's gun shy. I don't think if he's playing for them more than 10 games, they're cooked. The Rams are cooked, as much as I love their roster. Seattle, don't know about them. The worst case for the Niners is that the quarterback goes down again. He played 15 games last year. He was 6-9 when he was there, and he was running for his life, and he didn't have a lot of guys to throw to because of all the injuries. I worry that he's going to go down and get hurt again, because that is what has done in Kyle Shanahan every losing year they've had. The quarterback gets hurt or the quarterback underperforms. And I worry about this offensive line in front of them. They've got a guard who's never played in the NFL, this kid Connor Colby. They've got another young player, Pooney, who hurt himself on special teams. And they got a right tackle in Colton McKivitz, who's meh. I mean, they are really thin on that offensive line. And so I worry about the protection for Brock Purdy. He's a small guy.
Yeah. Joe Shasky is here with us, 95.7 The Game, co-host the Morning Roast in the Bay Area. You mentioned Shanahan. I don't have to tell you. He is his name doesn't exactly elicit fond memories here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, why does he get pinned on that? I don't hear anybody ripping Daryl Bevel for why Pete Carroll didn't run the ball with Marshawn Lynch at the one. Everyone blames Pete Carroll. Why does Dan Quinn skate on that? I've never seen a coordinator take more heat for a Super Bowl loss when Dan Quinn was the head coach.
Dan takes the heat here as well. Don't believe the
hype.
They both feel it. And people don't want to hear about it, but they both feel it here in Atlanta. What are the thoughts about Kyle out in the Bay Area?
I just think we're so restless. You got to understand, like, I was doing the math. I was looking around. You know, there's teams that have never won anything. You know, the Pittsburgh Pirates haven't won anything for so long, but they've never even been close. Like, they haven't won anything. Name me a team in the modern last 30 years or so that has knocked on the door and been the bridesmaid more than San Francisco 49er fans without having a championship. Okay. They have been to 7 NFC championship games since 2011. 7. We've lost 3 Super Bowls. Okay. I'm not a season ticket holder. I'm a diehard. Like, we have been so close at the altar about to get the ring. And instead we are on this montage of Patrick Mahomes' all time greatest plays as he's waltzing into the Hall of Fame as one of the greatest players of all time, surpassing Joe Montana. You want to talk about twisting the knife? Like, that's what it is. So I think Shanahan, he's frustrating. He's kind of stubborn. He's kind of arrogant. I don't think he smiles a lot. And I think he's paying for the sins of 30 years of the Niners not finally cashing one in. It has been so frustrating. And I think he's a really good coach. I think most people think he's a really good coach. You know, not knowing the overtime rules is just, I don't even know what to say. It's just, it's been a roller coaster with him, but the guy does win, and he's done it with a lot of different talent, and he builds great staffs. So let's see what happens this year. You can't have a losing season 2 years in a row, though. Not in this market. People aren't going to put up with it. That doesn't mean they're going to fire him. I wonder where this fan base is at if he starts off 3-5, 3-6. I think we're going to lose our minds again.
Well, Joe, you talked about how he never smiles. Now you know why he's miserable. It does look like he's aged about 20 years in the past 5, though.
Well, I mean, dude, I just celebrated today as my 15-year anniversary with my beautiful wife. And let me tell you, I've aged more in the last, 5 years than Kyle has in the last 9. So, look, okay. He's on right now. He's year 9. That would be the 3rd or 4th if he could finish the year out. All-time longest tenured 49er coach going back to 1946. That's pretty incredible. You know, Bill Walsh was 79-88. You know, like he's been here a long time. He started this thing from scratch. We love the buildup, but at some point you got to cash in something. So I think he's worn it, and I think the fan base has worn it. I don't know what to make of them this year. They're a huge unknown.
Yeah, we're gonna wait and see, and then we're gonna call you back, Joe. Hey, congratulations! 15 years of marriage, huh, Joe?
Yeah, as I'm watching my son hit hard balls off of a plastic tee set over here, he's 1.5. He's going to break glass in the living room, and I'm going to end up having to sleep on the couch for my anniversary night. How's that sound?
Yeah, don't do Jesus. That. We're going to let you go and get back to the family. Hey, tell everybody where they could follow and listen to you, Joe. Go ahead.
ButcherBoy415, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. And you can listen to us 6 to 10 every single morning, 95.7 The Game on the Odyssey Network or on YouTube. And, dude, keep doing your thing. You're doing a great job.
Oh, Joe, appreciate you. We'll catch you down the line. Hopefully the Niners are doing good, okay? Hopefully.
Yeah, I hope, man. Just the Super Bowl's at Levi's this year, man. We got to make the playoffs. I mean, man, have a good one, bro.
Hold the seat for me. Catch you later, Joe. Bye. Shout outs to Joe Shasky coming through, making time for us on his 15-year anniversary. That's dedication. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, the 49ers are a great unknown. I think they got too many injuries. All things considered, if Matthew Stafford is healthy, the 49ers will be in the same pack with Seattle and I can't even say Arizona. They're the most up and down here and there. Arizona, the Cardinals play football like they're in the backyard with Kyler Murray. I will never believe or trust in them for anything. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of a team that I don't trust, will never trust, the Dallas Cowboys. Hey, guess what? Jerry Jones, I'm not going to say he put his foot in his mouth again, but he said something else to antagonize the agent of Michael Parsons. And I think this time he might have exaggerated a little too much. We're going to hear what Jerry Jones had to tell Michael Irvin on the other side of the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, we about to talk about them Cowboys. Jerry Jones is still needling Micah Parsons and his agent. Hilarious. Hey, Evan, you ever been a DJ? You DJ?
No, I haven't.
You like Jay-Z?
Yeah, pretty big Jay-Z fan.
Yeah, you found all the Jay-Z tracks. I'm digging it, man. Thank you, Evan. Appreciate it, man. What's your favorite Jay-Z record?
I'd have to say probably Big Pimpin', the one I played earlier.
Oh, man. Wow, okay. You know what I loved? I think I know. I'm not going to say I know all the lyrics to every single song. Probably every single, I'd say that. Girls, girls, girls. I love that.
Yeah, it's a good one, too.
That was Clack Girls, man. I remember that came out. I don't think you remember. You don't. TRL. You never saw an episode of TRL in your life, right?
I've never heard of TRL.
What?
No.
Total Request Live on MTV?
No.
When MTV used to mean something?
No, I've heard of the days when MTV meant something, but not that show. Oh, my show. God.
Carson Daly, you know who that is?
Oh, I've heard that name. Yeah.
He hosted TRL, damn. Well, let me tell you. Look this up. If you like Jay-Z, this is pretty cool. I don't know where you could find it at. I don't know, YouTube or Paramount. I have no idea. There used to be a special for TRL where the artists would come in and perform live. And Jay-Z did, I don't know what album it was or whether it's his hits. He did it there with live instruments. It might be 30, 40 minutes long. But if you I will find it and I'll send it to you. Deal?
Yeah, sounds good. I was going to say, I got to check it out.
No, it's pretty cool. They had some of the biggest artists would come by and they would perform the songs live with live instruments. And so to hear Big Pimpin' live and Jay-Z was just, it was pretty amazing. And an intimate audience too in Times Square at TRL's old studios. That was a cultural phenomenon when music videos would jump in and you get the artists upstairs in Times Square. You know how now they got that big stage in Times Square? They surprise everybody with appearances and stuff?
Yep. When there's not too many crazy people walking around it.
Yeah, they slide that thing up. Who was there? Snoop Dogg was there one day. Somebody else did a performance. Like, they had that in Times Square. People would be outside just all day waiting to. And it wasn't even open air. You had to look up in the glass to see who was performing. And you just wanted to get your tickets to go upstairs. So, yeah, nowadays we got the internet. Who needs to see an artist live? Unless it's Taylor Swift or Beyonce. I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, shout-outs to Joe Shasky for joining us. 95.7 The Game, morning show host, co-host of The Morning Roast. He came on by to have a chat with us about these Niners. Have no idea what to expect from them. And they're a legacy franchise in the NFL, the 49ers are. Okay, especially in the NFC. It's just like the Dallas Cowboys, of course. I mean, these are two teams that ran and owned the 80s and the 90s. Unfortunately for the Dallas Cowboys, they can win as many games as they want, pick up 12 wins here, 10 wins here, but they just haven't won squat since the 95 season. It's been a while. We all know that. We also know that the Dallas Cowboys are currently in a contract dispute with Michael Parsons. And we hear Jerry Jones. Every week is something new. Earlier this week, last week, he's just like, yeah, of course, I kind of ratchet up drama because if you're in the news, it's good for business. And you can't argue with that. The Dallas Cowboys have a valuation of about $15 billion, the most valuable sports franchise on planet Earth. Jerry Jones has done an amazing thing when it comes to business. When it comes to winning, they're stale. They haven't gotten over the hump. They can win as many games as they want, but that ain't winning. You actually want to advance to something, and they've been on a treadmill. And so we've heard from Jerry Jones that he had a deal, he says, with Michael Parsons, had a conversation with him. And then nothing happened after that. Then they tried to insert the agent to finalize the deal, and he said they tried to change the deal, and he hasn't spoken to the agent. Jerry Jones has said, I don't even know who the agent is. It doesn't matter. And it's just like, damn, Michael Parsons has to go. Well, you got to talk to my agent to get a deal done. Jerry Jones put some more sauce on that today. He decided to add something extra. He spoke to his former player, Michael Irvin, on his podcast. And Jerry Jones basically said, I had a deal with Micah. And then the agent came by and said, you could take that deal and, well, listen to this.
When we wanted to send the details to the agent told us to stick it up our ass.
Wait. Now, see, I was
just trying. So you're clear.
Wait. What do you mean? What do you mean? Because people want to ask.
Mike and I talked. And then we were going to send it over to the agent. And we had our agreements on term, amount, guarantees everything. We were going to send it over to the agent, and the agent said, don't bother because we've got all that to negotiate. Well, I'd already negotiated. I'd already moved off my mark over several areas. And so the issue, very frankly, is we've had the negotiation in my mind. And the agent's trying to get his nose in it.
What? The agent is putting his nose. It's his agent. He's allowed to have representation.
Jerry Jones keeps talking about David Mulligetta like he's some crackpot that he found on the side of the street. David Mulligetta has negotiated and gotten some of the best and biggest deals in the NFL.
I don't know, maybe the fact that he represents Deshaun Watson hasn't helped in his case, but David Mulligetta is one of the top agents in the NFL. And the fact that Jerry Jones keeps taking a dump on him, this is kind of like it's kind of one of those situations. Every time you open up your mouth, the price goes up. Jerry Jones keeps putting his foot in his mouth. He likes the drama so much. He's going to wait and drag it out until the final moment, until the final second. He's ticked off his entire locker room. CeeDee Lamb is just like, pay the guy. Why we always got to wait until the last minute? The owner pretty much says, I like a good sideshow because it ratchets up all the attention. It's just, it's sad. Like, it's good you've made all this money. Now that you've made all the money and have the valuation, you know what else will send the valuation through the roof? Winning. That's it. None of this drama and taking dumps on your own players and organization. It is winning. It's something that Jerry Jones is allergic to because he's in love too much with his own ego. The guy said it this week on that new Netflix show about how he loves the pain. He doesn't want a buffer between him and the team, so he's the GM because he loves the pain. Well, Jerry, you got enough money. If you still want some pain, you can call somebody up, and I'm sure you can pay for it, okay? You don't need no pain with the Dallas Cowboys. Pay somebody to come through and give you some pain. Instead, you're making all the fans pay. I still believe they'll get a deal done. The day, the first day that the Dallas Cowboys play, hours before they get ready to play, they're going to come to agreement on a deal and everything will be fine. David Mulligetta does not care because Michael Parsons will get paid somewhere. The guy put in a trade request and nobody even talks about that anymore. He's going to get a contract. Is he going to finish his entire career with the Dallas Cowboys? Who the hell knows? I wouldn't be surprised if he left at some point, but he's going to get a contract, a big one from the Cowboys. And everybody will move on. And the only person that Jerry Jones is painting is his players and the fans. I guess Jerry's a masochist, like a lot of these rich guys. Makes a lot of money and pays for a beating. That sucks. Sucks for the Cowboys fans. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. No beatings here. We're going to take a break. We come through on the other side. Hey, I'm going to give you an update on everything that took place today in the world of sports. Jaylen Brown's dad got arrested? Oh, I'm going to tell you why. It's not good. And, of course, a few things that took place this day in sports history. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.